Ken, do we all have a shadow? Is having shadow elements in our psyche unavoidable? Do we all have some addictions and allergies in there? And if so, how do we deal with them in a healthy way?
It's an important question. In particular, if you look at things like the great meditative systems, because these, despite what's often thought, meditation is not an automatic cure for shadow. And in some cases, it actually makes it worse. But the answer to the first question, as you surmised, is yes, everybody has some degree of shadow. It's just pretty much impossible to avoid. And they do come in these two major flavors of addiction or allergy. And those, of course, look a little bit different at each level. So a red addiction and a red allergy looks a little bit different from an amber addiction and an amber allergy. That's a little bit different from an orange addiction, an orange allergy, and so on. And the same with states. But there's a fairly simple way to recognize shadow material. And that is if item, an event, a person, a thing informs you, then that's probably just healthy information and healthy awareness. If it dramatically affects you, that's probably a shadow element, because shadow elements are what really get you riled up and really get you bent out of shape. And one of the most common forms of defenses against shadow is to indeed dissociate it, to pretend it's not me, and then to project it onto somebody else. Now, if this other person already has some of this quality that I'm projecting, then that just makes them a more likely candidate, because they're a hook for the projection. You already have some of this quality, so it's easy for me to dump all of mine on top of you. And I've already denied it myself. So if we're talking about like a tendency to be really controlling, and you have a little bit of a tendency to be controlling, so I look around and I know somebody has a real tendency to be controlling. And as I look within, I know, well, it's certainly not me, but I know somebody's a controlling son of a bitch. Must be you. And so now it's your own moderate controlling tendencies, plus all of my controlling tendencies are dumped on you. You are going to really upset me. How could you not? You know, you're twice the controller than is actually out there. That would upset anybody. And of course, most people, which is a real tip-off to shadow material, most people aren't upset, you know, not overwhelmingly upset by what this person sees as shadow. But this one person is just overwhelmingly upset and irritated and annoyed and just can't stand the person that's doing this. And all it is their own qualities. And the problem is, these qualities, when re-owned and integrated into the personality, are an extremely important part of the psyche. They're actually have a great deal of positive energy and have an enormous bit to offer. But when we decide, for whatever of these many reasons, that something's terribly wrong with them, and we push them outside of ourselves, then we are engaged in an eternal warfare with a person that we see having all of these horrifying characteristics. One of my favorite studies was a study of anti-homosexual zealots. These are men that spent a great deal of their life working to hurt the cause of homosexuality, to create laws against them, or certainly to prevent any laws that gave them equal rights or any sort of privileges like the rest of humanity had. And so these men spent a great deal of their life energy attacking gays. Now, the funny part was these men were tested, and when they were shown images of homosexual erotica, they were much more sexually aroused than the average straight male. So, in other words, they're projecting their shadow impulses onto real gay men, and they're trying to get rid of this hated shadow by getting rid of gay men. That's pure projection. And it is so common, it's unbelievable. Almost any person that has some horrid thing to say about somebody else or can't stand them are almost always projecting. And it jams the system up inordinately. It basically just, it can make a mess out of pretty much everything.